Hello, Audio Boo.
It's Saturday, and there are bagpipes in my backyard. That's my brother. He's practicing. He's been taking lessons recently to work on his bagpiping techniques, and since bagpipes are a rather loud instrument, we make him practice outside. So, he was working on his chanter before, and now I guess he has the bag on. And he's actually, piping. Are you taking requests? Guess not. Let's see if he actually plays something. Sounds good! Strangely, my dog is not affected by this. I'm sure if my Franny, my previous dog, was still alive, she would not have been a fan. She certainly didn't like the trombone. I did get to hear some piping on the cruise, which I haven't done a recording about, and I very much apologize. I keep meaning to do a cruise report, and it just hasn't happened yet. But we were in Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, which are very Scottish parts of Canada, and there was quite a bit of bagpiping going on. Also kilts. And the cruise was awesome, by the way. Good food. Really good food. The ship was gorgeous. I actually ran into a guide dog on the cruise and her handler. That was pretty cool. So yeah, quick cruise report, and now back to bagpiping. I know I shouldn't be that amused because he's just learning and he's still practicing, and you know, it's practice. He actually does pretty good. He was doing really well working on the chanter before. If you've never seen a bagpipe, I will attempt to describe it for you. The chanter is the part that you blow into, and by itself, it kind of looks like a recorder. If you've ever seen a recorder, maybe a slightly longer, skinnier recorder. And then you connect it to the bag part, which you have to pump air into to get that sound that you get when you blow into a bagpipe. And altogether, it's a big, heavy thing, and you have to carry it around. My brother does the parade routes. He does a number of St. Patrick's Day parades, and you have to carry it around. This is a very popular song of theirs. He doesn't know I'm recording this, by the way. So, Matthew, if you hear this, I apologize for not asking your permission to begin with. There's a number of different kinds of bagpipes, and I think Matthew plays some more traditional kind. I'm trying to think of the other kind. Like, there's the Scottish kind, and then there's the other kind whose name I don't quite remember. Something with an A, I think. If there are any Scottish people, Gordon Luke, if you're listening, correct me on this one, because something tells me you know something about bagpipes. So yeah, doesn't looks like he's packing up, and that's our bagpiping for now, but I just thought since it was happening in the backyard, I would catch it for you on Audioboo. So don't forget to be awesome, and there will be more from me shortly.